Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is Norma Morales Perez with Edens and La Cosecha in DC.
I am Ana Testa with Techo.
Thank you both for joining us. We're here because it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and La Cosecha is doing a really cool series called Voces Latinas down in, you know, the Union Market District down there to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. I want to get into some specific, you know, maybe some specifics in a minute, but like start by big picturing it for me. Why was this an important idea to mark the holiday?
Sure. I can jump in and give you a little bit of color around our partner, Ana Testa and Techo, and why they're such a key part of this conversation. But to start out high level, La Cosecha, which means the harvest in Spanish, is a contemporary Latin American marketplace in DC that celebrates centuries of heritage around these cultures. We like to call ourselves a culinary embassy. We curate a lot of our experiences with partnerships with the various embassies in DC. So we truly see this as a museum type experience, especially through food and goods and the beautiful offerings that our retail partners are bringing together from their different perspectives around these cultures. La Cosecha, in addition, is designed for community and conversation with a philanthropic mission. You may or may not know this, but every single purchase at La Cosecha, whether it's a cocktail at El Cielo or a perfume at Nova Bosa, a portion of every single purchase goes to a philanthropic mission to foster business education around the Latin American community, not only here in the U.S., but also in, you know, Central South America, Mexico, throughout these cultures on the ground. We truly believe in the power of community, and when we enrich community, it enriches us. So with Techo, we've been able to identify really kind of basic survival necessities around communities that are on the ground throughout these Latin American countries. As we all may be aware, in many Latin American communities, there's a lack of proper shelter or potable water or functioning sewage or electricity access. So really the basic survival needs for these communities that are necessary. And Techo's mission is to change that reality and working really closely in partnership on the ground there. So we're really proud to not only be celebrating here for Hispanic Heritage Month, which started Thursday, September 15th, but we'll go through October 15th. And if you don't know, it's kind of a fun thing to understand that the reason this month is really key and unique is that it celebrates the anniversary of independences for many of these countries, including Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. So it's a really great time to pause a little bit here in the U.S. and celebrate what's happening throughout these countries and abroad. So with that, I'll hand it over to Ana to just share a little bit about their mission at Techo and why it's been so crucial for our partnership here at La Cosecha.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. Hello. I'm representing Techo, and we're youth-led nonprofit, and we work in informal settlements, and we work to create a just society without poverty. And that is our mission. We're presently in 18 countries across Latin America and the Caribbean, and we are active in over 550 communities, informal settlements. And yes, as Techo, the word Techo actually means roof. And that is because we believe everyone deserves a home, a proper home. And we work with young volunteers throughout the countries, and we build homes. But not only that, we also build infrastructure, water solutions, and anything that community needs. We respond to the community needs, and we're always present in the community. And it's been a pleasure to have this partnership with La Cosecha and Edens. And we will be doing a Techo Day at the end of Hispanic Heritage Month. And I don't know, Norma, you wanted to maybe, do I keep going on that one or?
Sure. Any color on that is helpful.
Great. So we're gonna be doing a Techo Day at La Cosecha, where we're gonna have family activities and music and art, and you'll be able to experience a little bit. And we're also going to be able to introduce Techo to the community, which is very important for people to create that awareness of the social crisis in Latin America and what is happening. And we also know a lot of people have ties to their home countries, a lot of visitors that come to La Cosecha as well. So it's a great thing for them to start understanding what we do and the work we do and how they can help, how everyone can help, whether it's donating, sharing the information, or volunteering.
So that'll be Techo Day will be on October 15th, I guess, sort of wrapping up the whole series of the whole festival here. What if listeners come, what are they going to see and do? You know, who are they going to meet? You know, just describe what it'll look and feel like on the ground there.
Yeah, if you want, I can jump in there, Anna. So Techo Day is one of the experiences that we'll have throughout the month. But to zoom out a little bit beyond that, the entire month is the Voces Latinas celebration, which translates to Latin voices. So really celebrating all of our retail partners, which I can definitely list out to you. But
yeah, name really, some of them for me. Why not? It'll be good for the radio sound bites.
Absolutely. So Arte Chocolate, an experience of the art of Venezuelan chocolate. Arte Puy, which is a shop for handmade jewelry, baskets, and art from Venezuelan artisans. Café Unido, it's don't miss that. The best and finest coffee from Panama. The Sino is a destination for modern Mexican. El Cielo, if you haven't been, a fine dining and also casual experience with a tribute to Colombian cuisine. And we've been honored with 2 years in a row, Chef Juanma Barrientos with a Michelin star. So we're really proud of him. He's the first a Colombian chef to receive that accolade. Gran Cata, this is going to be your wine experience of all of Latin America and different flavors. La Casita Pupuseria, this is your street food fresh made to order, Salvadorian street food. Mosaico, a place to indulge in Latin American street food, including the Latin style hot dogs. If you don't know what those are, they're fantastic and I definitely recommend. Nova Bosa, she brings an incredible curation perspective and brings collections of fashion throughout Latin America. And her perspective is you know, Brazilian, but she brings a, you know, beautiful kind of museum experience from her previous life in the museum world. Peruvian Brothers, this is a place that is constantly celebrating. Siblings Giuseppe and Mario Lanzone founded Peruvian Brothers, and they share flavors, celebrations, just culture around Peru. Covado, which opened just recently, are products that are artisanal and made in a factory owned and operated in one of the leather capitals of the world in León, Mexico. Serenata, that is our the heart, I would say, of La Cosecha, where everybody gathers for cocktails and really explore all Latin America through cocktails and bites, a really fantastic experience. And Las Gemelas, which translates to the twins. It's a beautiful celebration of masa, which means, you know, basically the ingredient where, you know, your tortillas and all your different corn ingredients are made with tacos, quesadillas, and tlayudas. So you can really experience so many different countries and cultures. And I would encourage anyone who's coming to La Cosecha to stop and learn the stories of these partners. They've been so inspiring to work with, and they all bring their own passions and their own purpose behind these businesses that they've created. So we're super excited to celebrate with them all month long.
That's awesome. Thanks for, you know, listing all those off. What about tell me about this, this collaboration with Gallaudet University. Aren't you doing something called, absolutely, how do you say it?
It's
called
In the Balcon, which, it's a balcony in Spanish. So it's our, second level space that overlooks the plaza. And the experience is called Festejamos el Arte de los Sordos. From the 1st through the 30th of October, where Gallaudet University and La Cosecha are partnering to provide a deaf experience through art, curated by Leticia Arellano, an ASL evaluator, trainer, and mentor. This exhibition will feature works by deaf artists from Latin American countries. And you can imagine when, you know, these experiences will be very visual and colorful and just a really amazing way to understand this community. And of course, you know, Gallaudet is our neighbor, so we're really excited to partner with them and really invite them to share their perspective around art and what this means for these Latin American artists.
Great. And then, I mean, I think I have enough to work with, but just why not? Let's just hit a couple more. Like, just looking at the calendar, I see there's all kinds of activities like calligraphy, Zumba. You want to talk about any of the other sort of activities?
Sure. Really, there's something for everyone, whether you want to be hands-on or more just taste your way through. We have music and dance events that include Latin rhythms, salsa, and tango nights. We have family and fitness events, including Zumba. We have a Let's Play Theater that's free to the public, hosted by Teatro de la Luna. We have DIY classes, which painting and anything that hands-on to express yourself through our art is something that's very core to our mission. And we have, like I said before, just fantastic ways to explore these cultures through food. So each of our various restaurants and bars will be hosting their own expression of what Hispanic Heritage Month means to them. So it's really an experience of discovery as you're here. I would say you can come back, you know, every single day of the month and find something different.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you both joining us. I have enough. Is there anything else before we run that you wanted to mention that, you know, it would be a tragedy if we forgot to mention it?
Just a reminder that, you know, we are celebrating in a big way, but through those celebrations, we're able to really do some good with Techo. So I'm really thankful for Anna and her team really partnering with us to make sure that as we celebrate, we're able to make an impact socially in these countries that we're really kind of celebrating and highlighting so much beauty that's coming out of the art and food world. So really appreciate their partnership with us, and we'll continue to kind of see how it evolves and grows.
Great. And this is more, I don't know if I'll use this, this is more for my purposes, just so I know, but tell me what Edens is exactly. Is this like, I know it's the outfit that's putting this on, but explain what Edens is.
Yeah. So we are our mission is to enrich community. We are at the core about bringing people together through our places. We own and operate Union Market as well as La Cosecha, and partner with many businesses, 50 or so businesses throughout the Union Market District. So we are very grateful to be a part of this community and be able to create platforms for conversation and learning with these incredible entrepreneurs that are a part of it with us. So we're super excited. Edens.com is our website if you'd like to go learn more. But really, this celebration is about La Cosecha and our partners there.
Great, great. Well, I really appreciate you joining us again. It is Voces Latinas at La Cosecha. All kinds of events going on now through October 15th. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you all.